You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Hey, man.
You're on mute.
Fuck, I pulled a James from the Saint City and me on mute.
Oh, God, yeah. The bloody microphone went off for about 5 minutes on that bloody...
Mine does that all the time.
Big dummy, you're listening to the Dome Patrol podcast.
Breaking news. What's up, Houdat Nation? And thank you for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast, the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jason, and we've got some breaking news today. We're going to cover one topic. The Saints made their first real splash of the offseason today, signing Chase Young to a one-year deal worth $13 million guaranteed.
The Nathan Peterman disrespect right off the beginning.
He did say he ate a shrimp po' boy, so I'll give him credit for that. He's already
he didn't go to Chipotle.
He's already endeared himself more to the fan base than the $150 million Derek Carr. But Chase Young, the big splash free agent defensive end, that was a position of need for the team. My initial thoughts were I like that it's a short-term deal. You don't want to commit to a guy because he was the second overall pick, a lot of talent, but he never has really put it together. So I definitely did not want to give him anything more than a year. And the Saints did clear out a bunch of cap space, so they had the space to sign him to this one-year deal, and I'm sure there will be a void year or ghost year or something. But I'm...
Ghost decade.
Right. But, I mean, I'm good with it. I don't... You know, he does have a lot to prove, and maybe he's going to realize, hey, look, if I go out and get 10 sacks this year, he can make a shit ton of money next year. So, I'm good with it.
I think it was always going to be a one-year deal just for both sides. There's no way that a team would justify signing him for more than one-year deal, but there's also no reason for him to take this discounted rate for multiple years if he plans on playing this year. It just makes sense. But I mean, it's this season is the difference between him, next year signing another 1 year deal for $10 or $11 million, or does he sign a 5 year deal for 90?
Right.
I mean, this is you can use the excuse that this past year was also that year for him, but he didn't have a bad year this last year. And it's also coming off, his ACL tear from the previous year. So last year was his first year back from ACL. It's supposed to take year and a half before you're feeling good. And the big thing that I want to say is that if he comes in and does no better than he did in 2023, like he does exactly the same, he is the Saints' best pass rusher. like all the way around with the numbers of sacks, the numbers of pressures, the win rate. He is right now the Saints' best pass rusher if he doesn't do any better.
Yeah, no, it's the thing for me is he's still only 24.
It's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. He's 24.
Wow. Drafted behind Joe Burrow, only person drafted in front of him.
Wow.
Yeah, that year. 24 years old, 16 and a half sacks in 4 years. One of those years he was injured, as we discussed. So, you know, the potential's there for him to have a really big season. Now, obviously, there's been criticisms of him in the past towards his effort or lack of effort. But like Wesley, you said, this year will define whether he's going to be a Marcus Davenport and get one-year deals rapidly decreasing every year, or he's going to sign a mega contract. And you'd like to think that we get the motivated version.
Yeah, so the only Saints who had more tackles for loss than him was Granderson and DeMario Davis. But then he wins every other kind of metric you can look at. He had 74 quarterback pressures. That's 16 higher than any New Orleans Saint. It's almost 30 more than Cam Jordan. His win rate was 14.7%, which is 3% higher than any other New Orleans Saint. And honestly, when he got traded to San Francisco, he was fifth in the league in win rate or pressure percentage, even on, you know, less snaps. So there's a guy there that could be special. And I mean, he's got if he's ever going to be motivated, this has to be when he would be motivated, right?
Well, you'd hope so. I mean, if Granderson can have the same season or make an improvement, and then you've got Chase Young on the other side who has the same season, you know, we finally got what we wanted with two really good pass rushers either side. You know, probably the best since we had Davenport's really good season and Cam Jordan. What was that, 2020? I think it was the 2020 season where they both had big seasons. You know, to have people that can rush the passer from both sides is only going to be a big benefit.
And it does allow having him with Granderson does allow Cam to be more situational as he gets older. He doesn't have to play every snap. Maybe he can be more effective not having to play as much. Hell, fucking teach Chase Young all the tricks of the trade. Apparently, Chase Young didn't want to play with Cam. I mean, that was kind of interesting. Like, he came in for a meeting and then boom. Like, there was no time in between when he came for the meeting and then, yep, we're going to sign him. Like, it was pretty quick. I mean, I guess you could say maybe we offered him more than anybody else did. Or did he actually want to come here?
I mean, you're supposed to say that you want to come here, right? Oh. And when he said that he wanted to play with Cam Jordan, they cut off the quote. He said in 2019. And they cut it off. They didn't complete it, but yeah, still, he's respect for his grandpa. And it just the other thing that does so one, I'm not just going to sit here and say we're going to get the best ever version of Chase Young and he's going to have 17 sacks next year and set a record. Or he could. He has the abilities to do that. I don't think it's going to happen. But I don't think we're going to get a worse version than we had last year. I don't think that. I think it's at least going to be the same, if not probably better. And that's good. It also stops us because right now, to me, before this signing, we have four needs that have to be addressed in free agency or in the first two picks of the draft. Defensive end, defensive line, offensive line, and receiver. Like, we desperately need all four of those positions. One of them is kind of taken care of for now. So let's see what we can do with the other three with the rest of free agency. And with the, with our first couple draft picks, I think that too late in the draft isn't going to help those.
Well, especially with
This is all setting up for an offensive lineman at number 14 in the draft. You know an O lineman's coming.
Probably. I don't know. I think receiver's still a pretty big option.
I think receiver's going to be there's wide receiver so deep in this draft. Which is very helpful that I think we can wait till the second round for that. But I really wouldn't mind us getting another, whatever the best defensive tackle is, and pairing them with a Brzee And then you've got, you know, the two young guys in the middle anchoring the middle of that defensive line for a while.
Yeah, you got the makings of a pretty good defensive line.
We have been mocked to the guy from Texas a few times. I've seen is it Murphy from Texas.
I just can Dallas Turner just like wreck a car or something and just fall to a few spots.
Those are Georgia players. So yeah, I think it's you know it's a risk worth taking, 100%. A short term risk. And look, if he balls out, gets 13 sacks, and you can't afford him next year, then so be it. I'm not going to be mad.
So the two signings we've really made this off season so far have improved the defense. The two
Stanley
main
Morgan
ones.
Makes the defense better.
No. Willie Gay and Chase Young. They make the defense better.
Well, and I don't know too. I like it, but what you're looking at from the comments that Willie Gay has made, like Willie Gay is not coming here to be the third guy behind Pete Werner and DeMario Davis. Willie Gay is telling you he's coming here. He said, I'm coming to play more snaps than I did last year. And he played like 30% or 27%, something like that. Like, he's coming here to, I mean, and I'll just go ahead and say it, but you're not taking DeMario Davis's job. He's coming here to take Pete Werner's snaps, like whether Pete Werner is healthy or not. And I think he's respectfully, but very bluntly said that. So, I mean, I like that. And there's things you see about what Willie Gay does with his speed and a little bit of coverage ability and getting after the quarterback. Like there's something there. So that would be it'd be good to get the best version of him.
Yeah.
So yeah, great. As far as I'm concerned, a good signing for the Saints. Didn't overcommit yourself. You know, a huge position of need, so we don't have to pick a defensive end of the draft.
Before anybody sits there and says a guy that got 7.5 or 8.5 sacks got $13 million, I just want to let you know that Marcus Davenport this offseason has already signed a contract for $6.5 million guaranteed. So Chase Young is double Marcus Davenport, and I'm fine with that.
Something else too. I mean, when he went to San Francisco, I mean, I don't know all the details, but I would imagine he didn't get as many snaps as he was when he was in Washington. He was probably more of a rotation in Frisco, so the snaps go down, the stats go down a little bit. So he's still producing, just didn't get as many snaps once he got traded to San Francisco. So
he was getting pressures, but they were playing great quarterbacks. And the last quarterback that he sacked for the 49ers was Patrick Mahomes.
Not bad.
Who was almost the New Orleans Saint. I don't know if y'all know that.
Yeah. So, yeah. To me, totally worth it. Excited. Saints fans can all exhale. We finally made a bit.
There's nothing to not like about this. And I get it. There's things that you can go nitpick about him, about not ever living up to his number two overall pick and all that stuff. That's all correct. The player that we signed today, if he does what he did last year, it's a good sign.
Yeah.
And just improves a little bit.
Yeah. Again, it's not like he signed a 4-year, $60 million contract or something.
Yeah. It's a 1-year deal. And then,
yeah. Yeah.
The what we want is him to be too expensive for us to afford next offseason.
100%. 100%. So
good news. Good news. Finally happened.
Good news. So I'll save final thoughts for our main show this week. That was a nice little breaking news. So this is our first breaking news of the offseason, probably our only breaking news of the offseason. I can't imagine anything bigger than this happening unless, I don't know, like Derek Carr gets in a car accident or something. I don't know. Or the only way we're going to have another
maybe
breaking
Nathan
news.
Nathan Peterman's playing.
Breaking news is if something bad happens. I don't think
you don't think there's anything else good that could
I just don't see anything out there that's going to generate anything like this. I mean, this is as good as it gets for us this offseason, I think. So,
yeah.
That's all I got.
I don't know. Justin Simmons is still out there. You know, we could use a safety. Wouldn't mind seeing
that. I wouldn't say no to that one.
He can't ever stay healthy, but wouldn't throw Mike Williams out of the team. What do you think? Think we make the call on Jadeveon Clowney now, and we just like really store up the defensive ends?
Yeah, former top five picks. Let's do it. So, All right, well, that's all the show, all the breaking news we have for you today. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can like and subscribe. You can auto-download. You can find us on Twitter /X, even though I don't call it X, Dome Patrol PCast, Dome Patrol UK. We're on Facebook. We don't post a lot, but we will be having the draft show coming up next month. That's not that far away. And in the meantime, say bye-bye, donkeys. Bye-bye, splashless donkeys.
Bye, Peyton Turner.
The Dome Patrol podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.